If you want more clients, you don't want to miss this episode because we are going to show you the lead follow-up systems that gets you more clients. Do you want to create, market, or scale your online fitness business? My name's Sean Garner, and here we give real fit pros the tips, tools, and strategies they need to succeed online. Welcome to the EntreFit Podcast. What is up, guys, and welcome to the EntreFit Podcast. Welcome back to all of our previous listeners and subscribers. And if you're brand new, hey, thanks so much. Hopefully this adds a lot of value to you and you decide to subscribe, stick around and share this with your fellow Fit Pro friends. Also, if this is your first time, I would recommend after you listen to this episode, going back to our first episode of this second season that started a couple of months ago and just working back through, because they're kind of going in a sequential order and we're kind of building off some stuff. And then we do have some one-offs inside that help you with growing your online fitness business, because that's what this show is all about. We help real fit pros create, market, and scale their online fitness business. And one of the ways you do that is by following up with your leads. Yeah. Sales solves most problems. So I think that I'm pretty good at this. I don't think that I am perfect at a lot of things, but this is one of the things I've been told I do very well. So I wanted to share my mindset behind lead follow-up and then also my specific process that I use. So I was told by one of my mentors probably about 8 years ago, I asked the question, how many times should I follow up with this person? They reached out and inquired. So I was owning a gym at the time. They reached out about membership, but you know, I've already called them like three times and I don't want to keep bothering them. You know, I don't want to be annoying. I don't want to be that annoying sales guy. And my mentor said something to me that woke me up, and I remember this to this day and think about this with every client. This is actually from Chet Holmes' book, Ultimate Sales Machine. But he said, you follow up with them until they buy, cry, or die. Because if you're not willing to, your competition is. So let me say that again so you can listen, rewind there. You follow up with your leads until they buy, cry, or die. Because if you don't, your competition will. So let me explain what this means. So obviously, like that's so morbid, Sean. Why did you say die and death? Okay, so here's how it goes. So when I follow up with the lead, it's till one, they buy, they become a customer. Hey, that's awesome. Thanks so much for joining our program. We're going to get you amazing results. Or they just decide, no, this is not for me. Well, even then, they go into a program, because we're going to explain the reach out later. The other one is they cry. They say, Sean, do not ever talk to me again about your stupid coaching program. You're following up all the time. I no longer want to hear it. Stop it. Stop it. Well, then it comes as just like maybe a quarterly reach out at that point. Or the third one is, as morbidly as it sounds, they die. They're no longer a prospect. And now die could, obviously, that sounds morbid. I mean, it could just mean like they're no longer in the industry. Like maybe they're no longer in fitness or for me or something like that. They're no longer interested in my services or have no need for them. That's how I follow up with them, because I have the mindset of knowing if I don't do that, guys, there's a lot of people that do what I do. There's even more people that do what you do. So if you're not willing to stay on top of and follow up with these leads, your competition will. This is how I view a lead. And this is why it doesn't bother me when people ghost me. It doesn't bother me whenever I follow up with a lead 30 times. It's not that I don't have shame, but I don't have feelings for this. And this is why. There are some people that will teach you to do cold outreach and DM outreach and stuff like that. I don't do that, because by doing it the way I like to work with fit pros and show them how to do it, I think it's more of an honest way. It's not a spammy, salesy way, but it makes follow-up so much easier. So by having your leads come to you and reach out to you, it makes follow-up so easy, and you shouldn't feel like you're bothering people. This is how I view a lead. If somebody has reached out to me for information about my coaching program, asking questions about what I do, telling me problems that they're dealing with, that is the equivalent to me of somebody in the middle of the ocean waving their hand, screaming for help. So I am super passionate about what I do. I love helping real fitness professionals break free and create time and financial freedom online with their online fitness business. I freaking love it. This is what I do. It's what I live for. It's why I wake up early, why I stay up late. I love it. So when I have a fit pro reach out to me about my coaching program or asking questions or telling me a struggle that they deal, that is a fit pro. Man, I remember grinding out 12, 15 hour days sometimes at the gym, exhausted, session after session, missing out with time with my family. That is a fit pro drowning in the ocean saying, help, Sean, help. And then I got slow motion Baywatch. Dun, 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 dun. And then I'm running to go help them. Then they go, they stop talking to me and they ghost me. To me, that is not a sign of they're not interested. To me, they've reached out to help for me. So when they stop talking to me, that means now they're underwater. Like, man, they're so buried. They're so into it. They've got so much going on in their life. They can't even respond to a text message. You need my help. You don't have the time freedom to be able to schedule a meeting to hear about how I could help you fix this. You need my help. So to me, when somebody's not responding to my messages, I don't take offense to that. I take that as, man, I got to swim faster and I got to go after them because they've reached out for help. They've identified they have a problem. They asked for help and then they went silent. Man, they're underwater. So I don't take it as offense. And maybe you guys think I'm crazy for that, but I'll tell you what, it works. Business is good. And it's because I persistent. With doing it, I will preface this. I'm not spamming people. I'm not like jumping down their throat like, buy my thing, buy my thing, buy my thing. That's not how I follow up. I learned this by one of my other coaches and mentors. He said, be persistently polite. So when I follow back up, it's a legit check-in. Hey, you reached out a couple of weeks ago asking for this question or interested in the coaching program. Man, how are you doing right now? How's business? How can I help? How can I serve you? I'm not saying, oh, well, the reason why your business is suffering is because you haven't hired me yet. No, you've identified they've had a problem, but it's, excuse me. I want to make sure that I'm serving because at the end of the day, that's why I do this coaching program is I want to serve. So by having that mindset going in, it's the follow-up is not buy my thing. It's how can I serve? How can I add value? A lot of the people that reach out to me, guys, because I do follow up, excuse me, they're not good fits for the program. But I can still serve them. It's like, hey, man, this coach would actually be better for you. Ooh, you should actually, where you're at, you actually need probably just to read this book check out this course, or you know what, I would actually just do this and you know, you probably don't need me. So by following up though, I'm serving, and that's my intentionality when I go to, it's not just buy my thing, buy my thing, buy my thing. That's how it should be with you guys, with your coaching programs, with your fitness training. It should be not, the only way you're going to get results is if you train with me. This is the only thing that's going to work for you. No, we know that that's not true. We might want to say that in our marketing and stuff, but it's about finding the right coach to client and actually having a legit solid relationship around that. And if you really go into these lead follow-ups with how can I serve and seeing it as a cry of desperation, it'll change your mindset too. And you're not going to worry about bothering people. You're not going to worry about being too salesy, or anything like that. You got to go into it with the right heart and the right intentionality, and the process becomes easy around it. A quote that I'm reminded by also, I heard this actually from Russell Brunson, is there is somebody crying themselves to sleep right now, dealing with a problem that you have the solution to. So there's somebody right now, whatever you guys, maybe help help moms lose the baby weight. Maybe, you know, you help athletes, you know, increase their performance so they have an opportunity to maybe get a scholarship. You know, maybe it's you help, I got one client helps women 60 and up be able to play with their grandkids. Again, whatever it is, there is somebody right now crying themselves to sleep, whether either literally or figuratively, dealing with a problem that you have the solution to. So what a shame is it if we let our own insecurities block us from following up with somebody that's already identified to themselves that they have a problem, they've reached out for help, and we don't follow up because we don't want to be a bother. I think not following up is the bigger disservice. So that is my mindset and how I view the leads and why, like, there's people that I have literally followed up with 50 times with zero responses. Guess what? And if you're listening to this, I'm still going to keep following back up until I get some type of a response. And then I'm still going to keep following up again because I want to serve. I'm super passionate and love what I do. And I want to help you. I want to help the real fit pros. I will say this. I had somebody say, well, Sean talks about follow-up all the time, stuff like that, but he never really followed up with me. If I don't follow up with you, it means you weren't a good fit. So if I feel like you are a good fit for the program and I'm really excited about helping you, I'm going to keep following up with you. So saying that, that's how you should be with your clients. Now, how I actually do my process, this is how it's set up. So typically, you guys should have some type of inbound sales flow process. And if that sounds confusing, this is what it is. You've got a source of leads, right? And a traffic source is from, maybe that be social post, email marketing, maybe you're doing paid ads, website, in-person referrals. You've got a lead source coming in. You need to have a process of how you take that person from a prospect lead all the way to completed customer and in your coaching program. So for me personally, this is how mine comes in. I've got multiple lead sources of where I'm getting traffic to go to my website, to become a client. We've got the podcast, we've got, you know, YouTube, Instagram, we've got the website, we've got a few paid ads going for retargeting ads, we've got email marketing, we've got Facebook, we've got Facebook groups, I'm on other people's podcast. We've got email opt-ins, like lead generator stuff that we do, a lot of different traffic sources, right? Then the next step of that is identifying potential buyers. So there's social strategies that we do. Like I said, the most easy, basic, common thing is somebody fills out something on the website or they shoot a text to our number. And right now, if you're listening to this, if you're a fit pro, text us 833-445-1348. Again, that number is 833-445-1348. That is actually my personal cell phone number. That's not a mass text number or anything like that. It's going to come right here. Text FitPro to that number. I'm going to give you a special offer for our coaching program. You get your first week for just $1 to come try it out, see if it's right for you. But we've got multiple ways of how we identify a potential lead or somebody that's qualified for our coaching program. After we've done that, I keep everything organized in a Kanban board in a service called Trello. There's a lot of different ones that are out there that you can use. There is also for the longest time, I was just using Google Sheets. That's an option to use. But you need to have some way to keep your leads organized. So I've got some automations filled out where as soon as somebody fills out something on the website, it automatically goes through and adds it to my Trello board and I can just drag and drop where they're at in the process. But you got to have a process. It's not just like, oh, well, I'll follow up to them when I get time. No. There is a process. So for me, every Monday is lead follow-up day. So I follow up with all of my leads every single Monday, at least one time per week, and kind of see how the conversation's going. Sometimes they'll say, hey, get back to me in a couple of days, and I'll do that. I have certain steps for my sales process. So after they've reached out to me and they've identified help, start a conversation. And first thing that I want to do is make sure it's the right fit for them. So just so you guys know, the things that I look for in my coaching program is, do you work in fitness full time? Because the biggest blocker I always see people struggle with is their time. And if they are trying to make this a side hustle while they're working accounting at a company, at a desk job from 8 to 5, they're not going to want to spend the time required to actually grow their business. You need to work in fitness full time. That's who I want to help, is the real fitness professionals. The other thing is have you trained people for at least 2 years in person? I have people reach out all the time that just got their certification, where it's awesome. We need more awesome fit pros. But you need to get work in person before you're worried about trying to start coaching people online. Because if you've never coached, you know, a squat in person, there's so many things that can go wrong. I don't want you to get anybody hurt. So I feel as a requirement and honor my craft of fitness, I want to make sure that we're helping the right people. So I kind of go through some initial screening questions. And if they at least check those boxes, the next step is I send them some training material to look over, get some more information, get to see a little bit about how my program works, my philosophy on helping build businesses. And then after that, follow up, see if they have any more questions. And we typically will jump on a call, help walk them through the blueprint strategy call to where we kind of hear where they're at. With their business, where they're looking to go. And we show them the blueprint that we use to make them successful with their online business. And then we give them an offer to join our coaching program. Then based upon that, whether they become a client or not is where they go on the file system. So if they decide, this isn't the right program for me, or, oh, you know what, I've just got a lot of things going on, follow up later. And we try to do a good job screening before we get on calls with people like that. But that goes back in the lead tracking system. So every week we're following back up. We're sending little videos. Hey, here's the latest podcast episode. Make sure you check this out, because on our call, you talked about this. And in this call podcast episode, we actually talk about how to deal with that. And we send that over to them. But we have a system that we use, because if you just say, I'm following up with my leads, but you don't have a process around it, that's where things are going to start falling through the cracks. And as the business grows, you don't want to ever become the blocker of your own business. So make sure you have these processes built out. Because then eventually people go through the sales cycle and they become a client. Yeah. We're going to want to be able to make sure that that's replicatable and duplicatable so we can scale our business. So it's, you know, just starting out, you're probably a solopreneur. You're going to have to be doing all this stuff. But as you build up these true processes, that's how you can hand it off to people to where you can scale. So quick recap, guys, over today. You follow up with leads until they buy, cry, or die. Because if you don't, your competition will. You need to have some type, you need to realize that when somebody has reached out for your coaching program, they've identified they have a problem. It is your moral obligation, I believe, to follow up with them, because they are most likely, there's people out there that are crying themselves to sleep dealing with the problem that you have the solution to. So what a shame if we don't use our gifts to help and serve those people that we're called to serve. And then the last thing, guys, you need to build your own lead tracking process that works for you. You need to have a legit sales cycle that you're sending these leads and prospects through. You need to have messaging that works each time. You need to have videos that you send them to show them more information about your coaching frameworks and how you get results, testimonials, social proof. You need to build all that stuff out into your sales process so it happens each and every time. Because as the business grows and you want to start scaling it, you need to know what's working well and what's not. Because if not, you'll become the blocker to your own business. You'll get stuck and plateaued. So hopefully this adds lots of value to you guys today, and it made sense, and it encourages you and hopefully inspires you to start following up with your leads. I have found it's typically not a lead quantity issue. It's a follow-up issue from the fitness entrepreneur trying to grow their business. You probably have enough leads to make a lot more money than you're doing right now, but you're following up with somebody 2, 3, maybe 4 times and you're saying, oh, they're just not interested. They stopped responding. No, maybe they're just busy, because we're in fitness. So fitness is a priority for us, but most people aren't. So this is just a secondary thing for them. So life happens. People are busy. So by being persistently polite and following up with them, guys, it's going to show you as a differentiator. I can't tell you how many clients that I've gotten that just said, you know what, you just kept reaching out. I was really busy. You just kept following up, checking in on me. And that's why I'm here in this coaching program. So it works if you do it, guys. So hope this adds value to you guys. If you guys are interested in joining our coaching program because you're looking to take your online fitness business to the next level or just get it started, check us out, entrefitcoaching.com, or text me. It's 833-445-1348. Again, it's 833-445-1348. All that information is down in the description below, either here on YouTube or on wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Shoot me a text. Text me FitPro to that number so I know you listen to me here on the podcast. And what I want to do is I want to give you the first week of the coaching program for just $1. No contracts, no commitments needed with that, guys. I don't believe in locking people down. I just believe in serving people. So love you guys. Have an awesome day, and we'll see you soon.